Good afternoon. Would you state your name and agency number for the record, please, ma'am?
Patricia Cook, 312-650.
Ms. Cook, you approved for Arizona Board of Executive Primacy for your revocation hearing this afternoon. And based on information we have, you are notified of this hearing back on March 19th, 2018. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And on that stated that you could retain a lawyer at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. We assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon.
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Ms. Gail Windhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. Gentlemen that you should move to see now, that is Mr. Olivera. Mr. Olivera is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Cook and Mr. Olivera, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, and at this time the department would like to advise the board that the offender was convicted of a felony and is not scheduled to be released until December 10th of 2018.
December the 20th, 2018. Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, we're going to continue to hear, but in as much as you have this new felony, we're going to cut it short so that we can, but we must follow through because we have this paperwork. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to read this allegation. That's only one. Please tell me whether it's true or false, and then we will make a motion and move forward. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B. As demonstrated by your failure to report on January 5th, 2018 to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, following your discharge from Leeway Halfway House located at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale, Arizona. Your whereabouts was unknown as you were suspended from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. True, okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to make a motion, and then this will wind up your hearing. And my motion is to move to find that Ms. Cook violated the terms and conditions of her supervision as she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. I further move to revoke her community supervision inasmuch as she has a new felony and she will be released in December of 2018. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, based motion by myself, seconded, just for the record.
Mr. Kiwanis.
Okay, Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and it was agreed by Ms. Redhouse and Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, the community supervision has been revoked. However, due to the new felony, you will not get out on the date that we had on the warrant, but you will be released in December of this year. We wish you the best, and once December comes and you get out this time, please don't commit another felony, because we don't want to see you again in orange. So we wish you the best, and so this will end your hearing, and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.